Okay, I have a man here in a suit, and he has a sign that says Navy Husband for Peace. And what does that mean, sir?
Well, basically, I'm here to support our troops. My wife is in the Navy, and I believe that it's very important to support President Bush and his efforts towards diplomacy. Certainly, everyone in the military is ready to fight for war, but if we can avert it, that's why I'm here, to urge the president to do everything he can to avoid going to war.
So your wife is where?
She's in the Navy.
Is she headed for the Gulf, or?
No, and I hope she won't be, and we do have a lot of friends who are overseas, and we would like them back safely.
Are you talking to her on a regular basis?
Oh, yes.
And what does she say?
Well, I think she supports the diplomatic efforts that are being made to avert war.
Is there any movement within the military of people to try to sort of discuss among themselves and see how, you know, they can lobby to just, you know, see it to avert this war and maybe talk to the president or to the Congress?
There have been, just at this demonstration today, there have been a lot of military families who have approached me. So I think there's a lot of concern among military families, you know, to have our troops supported, to have our families supported. And among the families that I've spoken with here, they believe that the best way to support the troops is to bring them home.
What, I know I'm asking a lot of questions, but I think it's very important what you're saying. What do you think the attitude of the people here in this demonstration? Do you think they're very receptive to your ideas? Have you talked to any of these young people?
Yeah, I mean, people have been very supportive here, and I think what's remarkable about this demonstration is that it's definitely a wide variety of people. It's not just people, you know, left over from the 60s, but it really seems to be a mainstream movement.
What is the morale right now of the people in the armed forces?
I think that like everyone else in the United States, there's just a lot of people are just apprehensive about what will happen if we do go to war. I think that the concerns that people in the military have are the concerns that the rest of America has, that we don't know what's going to happen, and we just would like to support our families.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir, and I wish good luck to your family and to yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.